Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon. Thanks for being part of our show this afternoon at 4:07, Friday afternoon. The Friday after Labor Day, a shortened work week, 4 days of work, and wham, it's the weekend again. Isn't life grand? All right. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean today, and one day only. We're having a clearance sale on Bohannon, and we're at 106.3 WORD until 7 o'clock tonight. That's the Upstate's talk station, and also, of course, 106.3WORD.com. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Interesting text here. We were talking about who you should support if you wanted to play, well, it's Russia's old Operation Chaos game, I guess, that occurred in 2008, if you remember that, when John McCain had clinched the Republican nomination early. So presidentially, there was nobody for Republicans to vote for. It was McCain. But the Democrats were still going at it tooth and nail. And in states that allowed crossover voting with open primaries, Rush was encouraging people to vote for Hillary, who was trailing, to prolong the Democratic agony. There is a good reason to believe that, in fact, Rush Limbaugh may have given her, I think it was Mississippi and Texas, which did prolong the agony. So this time we're not talking probably about a whole lot of agony. Usually you don't have agony. Usually somebody gets a little momentum and they just keep winning because, oh, well, they're in the front. People vote that way. Hard to figure. But anyway, the theory has been tried before, and I would say arguably it worked, even though Obama did go on to win. But he did face a pesky Hillary Clinton longer than he wanted to back in 2008. So worth thinking about. So assuming that it was Biden, okay? Texter here says, Trump would have a major disadvantage versus Joe. They would schedule a debate in Milwaukee, and Sleepy Joe would show up in Sheboygan. Yeah. You have to think, Joe Biden is the kind of guy who would show up for Game 8 of a World Series, okay? One would have to think. Anyway, fun possibilities there. Something that was in the last newscast from Ann Robards got my attention, and that would be in regard to vaping, with the report there of a third vaping death in the country, this one in Indiana. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is moving to make Michigan the first state to ban flavored e-cigarettes. The governor announcing that she has ordered the state health department to issue emergency rules which would prohibit the sale and misleading marketing of flavored nicotine vaping products. Whitmer says her number one priority is keeping kids safe, and she wants to stop companies who are using candy flavors to hook children on nicotine. Now, the federal government and nearly every state already bar the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Whitmer says that Michigan will be the first to ban flavored vaping products, including for adults. The American Vaping Association says the shameless attempt at backdoor prohibition could send thousands of ex-smokers back to deadly cigarettes, and says it will support lawsuits to challenge the ban. 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And there have been others who have spoken up in regard to this entire issue. There, first of all, it seems to be no teen vaping epidemic out there, either in Michigan or any other state. Very few Michigan teens would seem to be vaping habitually or a vape using nicotine. In the view of Julie Gunlock, who's director of the Center for Progress and Innovation at the Independent Women's Forum, says that Governor Whitmer of Michigan seems completely indifferent to the adult smokers who use e-cigarettes and flavored liquid as a means to quit smoking, which is certainly a factor here. I've known people for whom just quitting is not really an option. I've always run across that. I smoked cigarettes for, in the vicinity of 30 years. I did the math one time. I smoked about 500,000 Marlboros in my life. I'm sure at some point it'll cut into my lifespan. Hasn't yet. I've got no complaints. I've already lived a good, long, full life, but it didn't do me any good. Had I had such an option, I don't know, I might have. I don't know how many times I quit. I'd hate to think dozens, certainly, dozens of times. One time I made it, as I recall, I think about 4 years before I slid back. But I think that now we're talking about in the vicinity of about a quarter of a century. And I think it is safe to say that I'm off. Although I would never smoke somebody's baby cigar. Not a chance. I'm reminded of the story of Frank Sinatra, who had quit smoking for years and years and years. And he was cleaning up in his house after a party. Somebody had left in his house a pack of cigarettes. And for some reason, Frank Sinatra lit one up and was back on two packs a day that instant. So, had I had the option of vaping, who knows? It might have gotten me off cigarettes even sooner. I really don't know. By the way, among the flavors that are not banned in Michigan, tobacco flavor is, I'm told, not banned by this. Anyway, apparently, according to a number of studies quoted again by this Julie Gunlock of the Center for Progress and Innovation, e-cigarettes have a far higher success rate in helping people permanently quit traditional cigarettes. There was a study from the Center for Substance Use Research showing adult e-cigarette users prefer sweet and fruit-flavored e-cigarettes liquid, the very product now banned in the state. She goes on to cite another study published in the New England Journal of Medicine by British researchers, which found vaping using fruit and sweet vape liquid twice as effective in helping smokers quit as nicotine patches and gum, which were innovations that really weren't available when I was in the quitting business. Those are, by the way, the only two, the patches and gum are the only two products currently approved by the Food and Drug Administration for smoking cessation. But you have to wonder if adults prefer sweet and fruit-flavored vape liquid over tobacco flavor. Why would they switch over to vaping if the only option is tobacco flavor? And, of course, the short answer is that they would not. So it's out there, and I wonder, you know, is this another example of the government overreaching to be nanny state, or is this an example of a problem that needs to be addressed? Your thoughts, welcome. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean at 106.3. The time is 4:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon all, 4:21, yeah, 106.3 WORD, and the vaping battle, I guess, is becoming the new cigarette battle to a certain extent. The state of Michigan is now moving against flavored vaping, and the governor of Michigan, a Democrat, Gretchen Whitmer, has ordered the state health department to issue emergency rules that will prohibit the sale and misleading marketing, as she puts it, of flavored nicotine vaping products. I'm not sure exactly what is meant by misleading marketing, but I'm sure they'll find something. In any event, she says her number one priority is to keep kids safe, and that the vaping companies are using candy flavors to hook children on nicotine. I have not had a great deal of experience with kids, of course, who, by the way, are not allowed to use these products legally anywhere anyway. But, of course, as we all know, anybody who ever had an illegal beer knows the kids will get what kids want in some way, shape, or form. So, I have principally dealt with adults who have found this really helpful in helping them quit smoking. A word about smoking. If you have never smoked, well, good for you. I'm very happy for you. No less an authority than former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop considered nicotine to be as addictive as heroin. Well, thank goodness I cannot make that comparison, but I can certainly tell you how addictive it is to me. Extremely addictive. I have literally, in my life, in my smoking days, I have been caught in a severe snowstorm. And I'm talking, you know, like a couple of feet of snow. And suddenly realized, I don't have any cigarettes. I have gone through ashtrays and smoked things down to the filter, or down, in the case of non-filters, down virtually to your lips, getting burned. I have gone through waste baskets looking for old cigarettes. I have gone through wet garbage looking for old cigarettes. And in desperation, I have, at the end of that time, I've gotten in my car or walked, and I have gone through that raging snowstorm to buy cigarettes. I've done that. Now, there was a time in my life when I was abusive of alcohol, but I was never addicted to alcohol because I never, ever in my life ever went out into a raging snowstorm to get a drink, nor did I ever drink aftershave or any of the other unbelievable stuff that some people drink. I just like to get high. And when I stopped drinking excessively, that was it. Just boom, okay, I've stopped. When I stopped smoking for good, the last time I stopped, I guess I went about 6 weeks before I was not thinking about a cigarette every 15 minutes. So I know about addiction. I know about addiction. And I'm addicted to nicotine, fortunately not to alcohol. I'm not sure that it was fortunate that I was addicted to nicotine. As I say, I'll probably pay a price for this one of these days, but so far, so good. So I understand that from the adult point of view. I don't know the extent the kids are using this sort of thing. So, 425, Jimbo for Bobby Mack. And let's see what's happening over at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307 here. Let's see here. I think we have to refer back to the prohibition discussion. If government wants to create a criminal element, prohibit it and send it to the black market. Well, there is that. There's no question about the fact that any time government gets into a prohibition mood, then if there's enough support for a given product or practice, then there will be a black market created. Absolutely. And, of course, rarely do you ever see a prohibition come about unless there is a very strong desire for a product. That is to say, very few times will you ever see anybody try to prohibit something that's only been used by 1% of the population. So usually the only time that prohibition efforts are even enacted, it is when a given product or practice have become so popular that an awful lot of people want to use it, which is to say, and therefore a criminal element will be founded to service that market, which is to say that usually by the time any movement for prohibition reaches the point of enactment, public support for that activity is probably too high to make prohibition effective. I would concur with that. Probably. We do have prohibition, of course, and some other things that haven't gotten that high. Some of your really hard drugs out there, such as, heroin, meth, LSD, the usual PCP, all that stuff. Marijuana, I think, has crossed the line. I think that the effective prohibition of marijuana, if anybody was even in the market for doing it, I think is effectively over. And, of course, we have a criminal underclass of sorts. I'm not aware of any major cartel that's really engaged in marijuana anymore. Mostly, I think they've seen the handwriting on the wall that it was going to become extremely legal, which it has, of course, in more and more cases. Mostly, the people who are involved in the heavy criminal drug trade have tended to be people with supporting things like cocaine, heroin, and what have you. But, in any event, yeah, the prohibition discussion does have one cardinal rule, and that is that if government wants to create a criminal element, prohibit it, and send it to the black market, that will always happen. So, yes, right off the bat, of course, first of all, this is just in Michigan. But let's assume that it became widespread. Let's assume that a majority of the states, in fact, prohibited flavored vaping fluids, okay? And it became, therefore, a problem. Does anybody think that there wouldn't develop somewhere a vaping black market? I'm sure there would. People will do anything for money. If there is a market for anything out there and the law decides that this will not be allowed, trust me, they'll talk about it, and they'll think about prohibiting it. We'll take some calls here when we come back in just a moment at the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. As I say, I've talked to too many adults who find vaping very helpful to them that I have to believe that vaping, on balance, gets people off of something worse as an adult. The kid element, I don't know about, but I'm willing to listen and learn. And that's what we do at the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 1063, it's 429.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. 24 minutes now before 5 on this Friday afternoon, and glad that you are with us today. You don't have to put up with Jimbo any longer after today because Bobby Mack is back on Monday. There are a few other times I'm scheduled in the very near future, but I don't see another week scheduled in the immediate future, so you'll get your minor doses. You can OD on Jimbo, so you don't want to have that happen. Anyway, 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, where we have now Bill in Rutherfordton. Hello, Bill.
That's it.
Go right ahead, Bill.
Love
yes,
your
I'm
show.
Doing well. Thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, I heard you talking about digging through the trash for the cigarette butts. Well, I used to own a sign business, and I was working late one night. I did screen printing, so I cleaned the screens with lacquer thinner and rags. And I had a can full of lacquer thinner rags. Well, anyway, I was a smoker, ran out of cigarettes. It was like midnight. And I had one of those novelty cigarettes in the glass tube with the match, you know, light in case of an emergency.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Well, I finally got desperate, and I took it over to the trash can and took a hammer and was going to bust the glass. Well, no sooner did I break the glass, and that trash can just blew up in flames. It shot flames like 5 feet in the air.
Oh, good heavens.
I don't know what happened. It ignited the match. It was airtight. But
what happened to you? I mean, were you bent right over this?
Freaked me out.
Yeah, I mean, good heavens. Were you okay?
And, you know, I had a fire extinguisher, so I ran and got that.
Yeah, but you were okay,
fire,
right? You were okay.
But, you know, I do vape, too, because I finally quit, too, after smoking for 30 years. So.
Yeah. Well, if I'd had the tool, I wish I had, because goodness knows I was so manifestly unsuccessful over and over and over and over. And finally,
yeah,
I got off on a bet, finally. I made a bet with a guy, and we both, this was back when newsrooms were filled with smokers, and we both smoked, and we made the bet, and fortunately... I won the bet. The bet was enough
right.
money that I could afford to pay it, but so much that it would be very painful. And
And
so I really didn't want to lose.
I perfected quitting.
Yeah. so he did finally give in. So I got the money and I quit.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
you
that's
survived
good.
Okay, obviously. But I mean, you know, 5 feet of flame right in the face is what it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh my goodness, it scared the heck out of me. I'll say that
yeah.
much.
That's enough
well,
to
I
make
had
you
to tell
quit
you
smoking.
That story when you were talking about digging around for the butts.
Yeah, well, you know, I would have done that, Bill. I would if I had just had one of those. I would have done it in an instant.
Oh yeah, it sat in my desk for over a year or two. I swear, and it was just like I said. I was working late and got desperate.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling. Trust me. Yeah, I would have done that immediately without question. But yeah,
I hear you.
All right.
Well, love your show, and sorry you're going to be gone on Monday.
Well, you're a kind man, but trust me, Bobby Mack will be a big step up, and I know you'll enjoy listening to him again as well. Bill, thank you very much. It is now 20 minutes before 5 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. Another person who I know who vapes informs me that the argument on a vaping ban is so stupid. New York State officials have suggested the culprit may be very high levels of vitamin E found in some vape cartridges containing cannabis. And interestingly enough, I note on the web here an article, a fourth death is connected to vaping pot. Officials in Minneapolis confirmed that one person died after vaping illicit THC products. There were other deaths reported in Oregon, Illinois, and Indiana. Well, now, obviously, vaping anything other than tobacco goes outside the scope of what we were talking about in terms of anything that might or may not be safe. I don't know if you could do this, but if you could vape, say, PCP or meth or who knows, cocaine, I mean, I don't know what all you could vape, but clearly you're talking about a whole different round now of products. And vaping only being the method of ingestion here. So, in any event, 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307-71307. And, again, I've never vaped. I've never done that. This is nicotine ingestion days, if you will, were pre-vaping, but goodness knows I have certainly smoked the ashtray butts, I have tried inhaling all kinds of things you're not supposed to inhale, certainly cigars. I guess there are probably those who inhaled cigars. I don't think that's really what you're supposed to do with cigars, but that'll get your attention. That's like a shot of white lightning, as far as I'm concerned, or pipe smoke. I was at the point where I suppose there wasn't much of anything I wouldn't have inhaled had I had the opportunity. So, for what it's worth, the move afoot now to go down the Prohibition Road, and a number of people are convinced that this is a pretty bad idea, that it will end up driving former smokers back to traditional cigarettes. And in fact, there's a study from Duke University which finds that the very public health efforts designed to limit the availability and appeal of e-cigarettes to young users could drive some existing users back to traditional tobacco products. So it could be that there is another health crisis that is just waiting around the corner to be created by this. And then the woman I quoted earlier, Julie Gunlock of the Center for Progress and Innovation at the Independent Women's Forum, adds this conclusion: considering the state of Michigan rakes in billions from the tax on the sale of traditional cigarettes, maybe Governor Whitmer's happy with this deadly yet profitable money-making scenario. Well, maybe, or maybe not. Anyway, one of the items out there that makes some news this afternoon, we thought we would pass along to you today. Here's a texter: go figure, who would think that inhaling chemicals and nicotine deep into your lungs might actually have an adverse effect? Well, who indeed? Who indeed? Of course, in many cases like this, what you are talking about is the lesser of two evils. Take it from someone who tried so hard to quit for so long. And again, I tried to quit before vaping, before patches, before gum. But it's not easy. And those who airily, casually dismiss the notion, well, just quit. Yeah, well, just try it. It's a lot harder than it looks like. So I sympathize with the people involved in this. And I have to tell you very honestly that this Michigan ban, I'll be curious, she has created a six-month ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. And apparently, they will then reassess at the end of that time period. We'll see. I'm not so sure that, in fact, they will show any major benefit. And in particular, among adults, I'm not at all certain. So, of course, when in doubt, it's probably best to keep nothing but good old fashion fresh air out of your lungs, but again, that isn't always the choice that people in the real world have to face, which is what I think leads to a lot of public discussions these days, dealing with the real world. There are a lot of people out there who would rather deal with a perfect world that doesn't exist. You know what I mean. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and we now have arrived at 4:45. Afternoon all.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us this afternoon at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And glad to have you with us today. Don't forget that our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. 71307, 71307. And other information that I get from people who vape. I made my own vape juice. I buy kosher ingredients, same ingredients that are used in chapstick and cooking oils, and 100% nicotine liquid. Then get the flavoring. I buy all of the above from a reputable vapor manufacturer, so I have four or five chemicals in my juice. A real cigarette has over 7,000 in them. So more things to consider about the great vaping debate, which, of course, like all such debates, is just not going to go away. I mean, I'm sure if there's something that can be made out of this that is partisan, trust me, it'll happen. It's 9 minutes now before 5 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. We're getting more and more reaction about the president's decision to divert $3.6 billion in funding for military construction projects to help build the southern border wall. There was a sense of outrage in Puerto Rico, where the Defense Department's move to divert more than $400 million in funding from projects there has prompted accusations of racism. Oh, bite me. Being Puerto Rican is not a race. Being Hispanic is not a race. So just kindly stuff it. I'm getting tired of people inventing races. All right. On top of which, building a border wall has nothing to do with race either. Trust me, if people whiter than Conan O'Brien were trying to break into our country and creating all kinds of problems and disproportionately overpopulating our prisons, I would be opposed to that also, and so would the people who currently wish to have border security. This is not about, nor has it ever been, about immigration. This is about law enforcement and who decides who enters the country. Do we need immigrants? Of course we do. We should decide who, how many, where, when, and for how long. And that is the real issue. Anyway, another thing that I think is often overlooked, of course, if Congress had bothered to provide the president with the funding needed for the border wall, he wouldn't have to go around scrounging for money from military products. He would prefer not to have to do this. But some of the people who have been interviewed, by the way, along the border in Arizona, here's what one rancher had to say in that area. Most of the money going to these projects is pork barrel money. This is the military money. It just isn't necessary. I am good, with diverting that money. There's lots of waste in the military, especially on the bases. They've got everything they need at Fort Huachuca, so divert the money to the border. So there is that viewpoint that is noted. This is a matter of what is critical. In point of fact, the military infrastructure, nothing about that is being undercut such that the nation's readiness is somehow in question. No. And what we are talking about here is an actual, real, here-and-now crisis as opposed to something which can be funded now or funded later. There was a project on at West Point that got unfunded. Well, you know what? I got a feeling they're still going to keep going to classes and they're going to keep graduating from West Point. What we are hearing here is just the latest whine from the left of anything they can come up with to keep us from controlling our border. It has become obsessive and, of course, as always, very whiny, very lacking in credibility. But anything that they can... I mean, you're talking about people who, under other circumstances, are not exactly in the forefront of providing money for the nation's defense. Since when did money for defense become a pet project of the Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's of the world? Not the last time I looked. So it is, shall we say, hypocritical in the extreme that they are suddenly that concerned about military spending. They're not. They're concerned about the fact that portions of the wall is actually being built and that there actually is a move in the direction of this country determining who gets in, how many, for what reasons, for how long. All the questions that sovereign nations are supposed to be able to answer. So that's at the core of this entire discussion. And, again, I wish the president didn't have to borrow from another sector either, but I thought it was rather creative, honestly. I really did. I thought it was rather creative that, in fact, the president did find the money. We discussed this at an earlier time about there were, I think, four different laws under which there was a valid basis for the president to divert this money. And the courts have agreed. So now we're not even in the area of, the president doesn't have the right to do this. No, we're in a different area. We're in the area now of, gosh, I really wish you wouldn't do it. We're interfering with all of these people who want to come here. I don't care if they want to come here. What they want is irrelevant. It's what we want that matters. And as long as this, you know, if this country decides that we just want a tidal wave of people to come in here, I would disagree with it. But I couldn't argue with the fact that we decided. If that's our decision, well, I would disagree with it, but I could abide by that. But the notion that we should just abdicate control, just throw open the border, anybody who wants to come in, come on in. No. Dumb idea. Always has been, and I think it always will be, at least in the real world, which is where I tend to operate. But for the record, we're hearing more criticism about this, and it is so phony, baloney, hypocritical from all of those people who for so many years have labored hard on behalf of the Pentagon budget, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all of the people on the left who have always been willing to provide full support for the defense of the country. Are you kidding me? Any excuse to have open borders. And it would just be easier to deal with these people if they would just come out and say we're for open borders. But if you have people like that jerk Julian Castro, who was, by the way, not going to be the next president of the United States, who calls this a right-wing talking point, this open borders issue. No, idiot, it is not a right-wing talking point. It is a very serious talking point. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean, and the rest of this day for me. Bob's back Monday. 106.3 WORD has the time now at 3 minutes before 5.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.